welcome to Lesson 4. Before we get started, I'd like to have you turn to page 37 of your manual. At the bottom of page 37, you'll see a section titled Analytical versus Non-Analytical. Below that, you'll see a short line with an A on the left and an NA on the right. We'll be speaking about that throughout this audio portion of the lesson. The A on the left stands for analytical, and the NA on the right stands for non-analytical. And as you can see, there's a small hash mark in the middle, just denoting the halfway mark. Now, A, or analytical, those are the people that don't like to relax as much as others. Those are the people that keep their mind busy. Now, sure, non-analytical people can keep busy also, but the non-analytical people are the ones who enjoy relaxing and take time to enjoy what they're doing while they're doing it. Analytical folks tend to say, "I'll relax later," but later never seems to come. It's more noticeable if you're watching someone who's analytical. You'll notice that usually they're busy working, but they don't have anything to drink with them, they don't listen to music. It's just focused on their task, and they do it. Whereas non-analytical people, those are the ones that might have their favorite drink, coffee, soda, water, while they're working, and they might even play some simple music in the background, something that they enjoy. They enjoy things as they're happening. We'll be speaking about the suggestibility test that you just saw in the video portion of the lesson, and learning how to gauge the results of the suggestibility test on this graph. This is going to help you to understand your client's mind and how to hypnotize them. Of course, depending where they fit on that graph, if they're on the left side, you would hypnotize them analytically, and on the right side, you would hypnotize them non-analytically. It's important to understand that no one is 100% analytical or non-analytical. You might find that throughout the result of these tests that probably you're analytical where it comes to hypnosis. That's what this is about. There's many people that find that when they're working, they're very analytical. However, where it comes to hypnosis or even metaphysics, they're able to let go, relax, and they're very non-analytical. So keep in mind that these exercises are to determine how you are or how your mind works in relationship to hypnosis. So keep this chart in mind on page 37, and what I'd like you to do is turn to page 43. We're going to start with the finger test, which is the first exercise we did in the video. Now, for the finger test, remember you were asked to imagine a rubber band being around your fingertips. As a result of the test, if the fingers of the client went together quickly and actually touched, that would be very non-analytical. If their fingers stayed apart, like they are here in the picture on page 43, that would be an analytical response. Now, many times the fingers will actually go the opposite direction. If they went the opposite direction, that would be way over to the left of the analytical. So if they are separate, like on page 43, that would be on the analytical side, probably towards the bar in the middle a little bit, to the left of that. But keep in mind that their fingers might go the other way, the opposite direction, and that's what I use the left side of the graph for. So depending on how fast their fingers went together and if they touched, or how they went the other way, would determine how far to each end they are. If they went together very quickly, they're very much to the right. If they went together slowly, they might be a little bit to the left of the NA, or they might go together quickly and then stop and not touch. So they're still a little bit to the right of the center. These responses that I'm speaking about, by the way, you'll find them on page 44. Just in case you're not doing a suggestibility test or hypnosis right away when you get home to begin a business, in case you're doing it, let's say, a month or two down the road, you can come back here and find out exactly how it works. On page 43 is the script that I used when I did the suggestibility test in the video. So you can use this script. This is something that you should have memorized, because remember, the clients are watching you with their eyes opened, so it shouldn't be something that you read. So get comfortable with this, especially as you practice on your friends and family during the week. All right, let's move over to page 45, the arm rising and falling test. You recall you had the people put their hands straight out with their right thumb up and their left palm up. Then you had them close their eyes. It's always better to have them close their eyes so they can use their imagination more successfully. As a result of this test, if their right arm goes up in the air and their left arm goes down, the more it goes and the quicker it goes, the more to the right they would be on your gauge. Just so you know, the heavy hand, the left hand, usually goes down a lot further than the right hand does. That's just a natural thing. Now, if they don't move at all, that would be an analytical response, just to the left of the center. If they go the opposite, just as in the finger test, the opposite would be way to the left of the gauge. And by the way, if they go opposite, that means they're either afraid of you, they don't understand something, or they're actively trying to resist you. Usually in a session, it's that they don't understand or they're afraid because they're paying money to see you. They're motivated to progress, to be helped. So they're not going to try to resist you and pay you to do that. That would be silly. The ones that try to resist you are usually the ones you see when you hypnotize groups for free or maybe a comedy hypnosis show or something similar to that. So you can rest assured that if you're doing a session with a client paid for it and they go opposite of what you're saying, it's because they don't understand or they're afraid. So you need to take some time and speak to them to find out what's going on. Once again, your script for this is on page 45, and the responses, whether they're analytical or non-analytical, are on page 46. With every client, you should be doing a minimum of 2 suggestibility tests. So you can take the average and mark it on that gauge. It's very helpful, I've found, to actually explain to the client the results so they know that this wasn't just a comedy routine you're doing with them or that you're just having fun with them. They need to know that this was done for a reason. And once you explain to them what you found out about them, you'll find that they're quite surprised that you know so much about them. They're going to say, wow, that's impressive. Because these tests are very accurate. Don't try to just guess. When you're trying to guess whether somebody's analytical or not, you'll probably be wrong quite a few times. If you do the test, you'll find that they are very accurate. What I'd like you to do now is to move to page 40. On 40, you have the chart that you use, and actually on 41 is the words for the test, and 42 are your results. Now, the pendulum test is a little different. That gives you a little bit more information on the client. Pretty much anyone, whether they're analytical or not, should react to the pendulum test. Now, you'll find that many times the analytical people will move a lot less. The pendulum will probably not swing as freely or as large as the non-analytical people, but it should move unless they're actively resisting you or afraid. Now, another advantage of the pendulum test, in addition to finding out whether they're analytical or not, of course, non-analytical would be people who would swing quite a bit, and analytical would be the people that would swing very little. But in addition to that, you'll be able to find out whether you should speak to the client throughout the session in a permissive or an authoritative type manner. So here's something that you should do when you're conducting this test. If your client is listening to your instructions and you see the pendulum is moving very little. For instance, if you're saying, watch the pendulum moving back and forth from side to side, and it's not moving at all, change your wording so you're relinquishing control to the client. As they're imagining it going back and forth from left to right, you may say something like, this is the power of your subconscious mind doing this. I have no control over you whatsoever. Your strong mind is moving it back and forth. So just allow that to happen. And if you see the pendulum suddenly begin to move, once you've done that, this person is an authoritative person. They like to be in control. They don't like to be told what to do. By giving them the control, then it started doing it. So just continue the test that way. Watch the pendulum or imagine the pendulum going a circle. You're in control, and you'll see a big difference. This way, throughout the rest of your session, remember this, it's key, and relinquish control as much as you can and allow them to think that they are doing it. Now, something else about the Chevreul's pendulum test. It's very important when you begin this test to tell the client not to move their arm or hand. It's the power of their mind moving the pendulum. Now take a moment to think about it yourself. You told them not to move their arm or their hand. Are they moving their arm or their hand? How is the pendulum moving? You're giving them suggestions. As soon as the pendulum begins to move, they have accepted the suggestion. The subconscious mind has accepted it. So that command that you gave, that instruction, passed their conscious mind, went into the subconscious mind, which is the definition of hypnosis. So as soon as they reacted, they are indeed in hypnosis. And yes, they did move it physically, whether it be through their pulse, whether it be through them moving their fingers so minutely that you don't see it. It is moved. They don't realize they're moving it. They're doing it subconsciously. Remember, the subconscious is so much more powerful than the conscious mind. So that's the definition of hypnosis, being open to suggestion. So realizing that, with the pendulum test, as soon as it begins to move, they're in hypnosis. With the finger test, as soon as their fingers begin to move, they're in hypnosis. With the arm rising and falling test, the same thing. As soon as their arms begin to move, they're in a state of hypnosis. Keep that in mind. Don't worry about, will I get this client in hypnosis? As long as they're open to suggestion and they're not resisting you, and of course they're there because they want your help, they are in hypnosis. So you already know as a result of this test that your clients are hypnotizable. Now it's just a matter of making them comfortable with the remainder of the pre-session and doing the session and giving them suggestions. So it's easy. From this point forward, you know exactly how to hypnotize them. So if you go back to the chart now, that chart that was on your page 37, look at the chart. If as a result of these three tests, they were on the left side of the center, you would do an analytical session. If as a result of the test, they were on the right side, on the non-analytical side, that's what you would do then is a non-analytical session. So these tests are very important. Please don't try to bypass them and take a guess. As a result of these tests, you'll find out how your client's mind works. You'll be able to hypnotize them according to the proper method, and you'll be successful all of the time.